But he has admitted this.
Am I worried that Israel has taken action that might be in breach of international law because this particular premises has been bombed or whatever? Yes, of course I'm worried about that, and that's why I consult the Foreign Office lawyers when giving this advice on arms exports.
Lord Cameron has told MPs he's been working with Arab countries to try to find a lasting solution to the fighting between Israel and Hamas. The company behind the faulty post office software, which led to the wrongful conviction of 700 staff, has been asked to appear before MPs. Fujitsu will be questioned by the Business and Trade Committee next Tuesday. The former post office boss, Paula Venables, is handing back her CBE immediately after more than 1 million people signed an online petition. Della Robinson, a former sub-postmistress who had her convictions overturned, has given her reaction.
Well, I think she should have done sooner, to be quite honest. She's not given us anything, is she? She's took everything away from everybody. But I just think that it's absolutely disgraceful that we've had to have a petition for her to give it back.
Donald Trump's lawyers have tried to argue to appeal judges in America that as a former president, he should be immune from prosecution on charges of trying to overturn the 2020 election result. It's not known how quickly the panel will make a decision. Scientists say 2023 was the hottest year ever, with records said to be tumbling like dominoes. The European Climate Agency says global average temperatures were 1.48 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial times. It's been confirmed that Sinead O'Connor died of natural causes. A coroner has concluded its report on the singer's death in July. And B&M says it's on track to open 45 new stores across the UK after a jump in revenues over Christmas. The chain bucked the trend across the wider retail market. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Thanks, Simon.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, you can probably hear now, or feel now, I should say, the strengthening northeasterly winds are going to develop tonight. Largely clear skies and dry conditions through patchy clouds or may edge in by dawn, though. Now, here looking at tomorrow, will be another largely dry day for most of us, with variable amount of cloud and some spells of wintry sunshine at times. Yay! Clouding over from the north, though, in the evening. You'll notice a northeasterly breeze tomorrow as well, with highs of 5 tomorrow and overnight lows of -2.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
People scream and shout, a generation.
Felix Baxter here on Phoenix FM. Well, not literally, the song is. And she was crying at the discotheque. Well, I can remember being, well, not really a disco, it was a little bit after that, I'm not that old. But I can remember plenty of people crying on the dance floor back in the day. I wasn't dancing, they wasn't crying with laughter at me, by the way. Although they could have been, I don't know, I didn't ask them. But anyway, I digress. Did you know that what day it is today? No, there's always an international or national day of the year. And one of them today is National Poetry at Work Day. Yes, it's a day to be creative, to take a break and stop, take a look at the wonders around us, apparently. So you don't have to write poetry or anything like that, although we always give it a go, I say. You never know. You might be the next Keats. That's the only thing I can think of off the top of my head. Anyway, so take time out, read some of your faves as well. I mean, to be fair, in all honesty, I don't really get time to read books nowadays. By the time I get to bed, it's probably sometimes about 1-2 o'clock in the morning where I could be doing stuff for the show or whatever, so I don't really get time. So as soon as my head hits pillow, that's it, it's gone. But I must admit, it's perfect for people like me to just have a little peek into, you know, you're not got to read pages and pages and pages of stuff. So yeah, also, why don't you pop along to an open mic, because the majority of those as well all do like open spoken word, I should say. So yeah, and if you don't believe me that it is Poetry at Work Day, try it, hashtag it out, Poetry at Work Day. It really, really is a thing, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Right, now, coming up now, we got Miley Cyrus and Flowers and our favourite Korean band, BTS with Dynamite. We'll be going back to the 80s after that as well.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you, I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, see things you don't understand.
trying to get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, rolling on like a Rolling Stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong. This is dead heavy, can't hear the bass, boom, I'm ready. Life is sweet as honey, yeah, this beat change like money. This song all alone, I'm into that, I'm good.
On that, BTS with Dynamite here on Phoenix FM at 5:15 on Tuesday the 9th of January 2024. I don't know why I still whisper that, but I do. So the Shake It Off session today, we're not going too far back in time for this one though. It's a Kylie Minogue with Dancing. Love that track. So that can come up between now and 6 p.m. and up after the ads. We've got a couple of absolute crackers from the 80s.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Charming, Adam and the Ants. Now, another one from the 80s. Well, classic. Loved Sonia back in the day and still out and about gigging now.
Oh.
I could have just put that on a loop. I'm going to take a look at the travel now, and then after that, we're going back to the 70s with a real thing.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, with the A13, there's queue in traffic eastbound between Prince Regent's Lane and Lodge Avenue. Fly over. If you're on your way home, you're looking to sit in that for around 25 minutes. Now, let's head over to something a little bit closer. A13 eastbound, slow traffic between Stanford Lee Hope as well and the Five Bells interchange. Actually, A12 northbound, slow traffic between Junction 26 and Junction 29. It is looking chocker there. Now, in Shenfield, slow traffic on A1023 between A12 and Shenfield. Field High School. Brentwood, there's slow moving traffic on Ongar Road. That's Shenfield Road, Ingrave Road, all towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Yes, it's very bad there again, especially the Ongar Road, actually. Now, in Chelmsford, slow moving traffic on Springfield Road, northbound between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road, and Chelmer Road, slow traffic between Chelmer Village Way and the Army and Navy roundabout. Quick look in Colchester, slow traffic on Magdalen Street. Yes, westbound, that is between Brook Street and Mersey Road. Let's have a little look at Southend while we're here. Slow traffic on London Road eastbound, that's the A13, between Westbourne Grove and Victoria Avenue. Now, heading over to the rail, all is looking fine, but again, on the tube, there's still severe delays on the Bakerloo line. Severe delays on the Central line due to a shortage of trains. Now, there is just come up severe delays on the Circle line. This is anti-clockwise due to a faulty train at Edgware Road. Severe delays also on the Hammersmith and City line caused by that faulty train. The underground station is closed on Kentish Town due to engineering works. Trains are not stopping on Piccadilly line eastbound at South Ealing, but there is a good service throughout the rest of the network. And yes, that's it for the updates for me, but if anything major comes in locally, of course I'll keep you updated before I hand you over to Ben at 6 o'clock.
I'm not afraid to die.
haven't heard the song for a while. You forget how good it is, don't you? Yeah, that's a real thing. Can't get by without you. So we play all the genres throughout all the decades here on Drive as well. And tomorrow, we'll be playing a few more independent artists. So there'll be a couple more tracks from new artists. One locally as well that'll be coming up tomorrow. We try to do that as much as we possibly can on a Wednesday here. Now we're going to Pompeii. Well, not literally, with Bastille. And then after that, we've got a one-hit wonder.
Tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds all over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? Tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
Got such a distinctive voice, doesn't even Pompeii. And now we have our one hit wonder. It's just a bit of fun. I play you a track, but I just want you to know, or to let me know if you wish, radio@phoenixfm.com. still got time to send an email in, even if you fancy a request. But I get back to what I was talking about, the one hit wonder. I just want you to name the band. So 1983 single, this is. It was 6 months in a leaky boat. One peaked at number 83. They had another one as well called, oh, I forgot what it was called. They had another one, I forgot, in 1981 as well. Did also didn't quite top make the top 40. It's a New Zealand band, formed 8 years before their biggest hit. And this is, well, I was just going to tell you then. I was just going to tell you the name of the band. The song is called I Got You. But do you know the name of the band? That went well, didn't it?
something that I've imagined. Something's wrong. I feel uneasy. Will you show me?
Before, you might not have been expecting that chorus. I always loved that song. So they were actually formed back in 1972, and that was 8 years before they got their highest charted song, which was I Got You, that peaked at number 12 in 1980. They went along for quite a few years after that as well. Do you know the name of the band? Oh, it's tip of your tongue, this one. Split Ends. And it's not with a D at the end. It's with a Z at the end. Oh, and a great one for the pub quiz here as well. The drummer of the band went on to co-found Crowded House as well when the band split. I think it was back in 94 as well. So there you go. Now, we still have some fabulous music coming up. We've got another 22 minutes before I pass you over to the wonderful Ben. But fancy a bit of Take That?
Oh, I can see the future coming to you, crying with the sadness in your eyes. And I can find a faith in days I've wasted, being around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken, hard and cold, no one ever knows the reason why. For the ones we may become, for the battles we've won, for the day we reach the sun, gonna play it loud tonight.
And you live in the world. Every hope is a hope for the best. Don't want you rest on. Ben Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second...
Hi, my name's Rob Harvey, and if you can join us on a Tuesday evening for Synth City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Synth City on Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, I was going to tell you what's coming up tonight, but the boys already have. Yes, at 6 p.m. I will be passing you over to Ben Simmons, and then 8 p.m. Synth City. If you love electronic music and new wave, then listen, you've got to listen in, basically. You've got to listen in to Rob Harvey's music. And then 10 p.m, uninterrupted recent heart hits. They are, they're really good ones. And then from 12 a.m, I should say, Destination Dawn, music through the night. Goodness me. Right, okay. So coming up now, in a second, we do have Sam Ryder.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
I wanna climb, I wanna dive into the deep. I wanna run, I wanna fly, but doing it with you. Finding the love, building it up like a cathedral.
I wanna see the rest of the world the same way that you do. I wanna be the home that you leave and you return to. I wanna stay here in your arms as long as I can do.
Sam Ryder here on Phoenix FM. Now, should we have another listen to Guess the Intro? Now, with Guess the Intro, a lot of people cheat, you know. They think, yes, I know the song. But when you actually ask them what the title of the song and actually who sung it, sometimes you get it wrong. You think, oh, were they in a band at that time? Were they solo? Or is that how you say it? I'm not too sure. So, remember, you can always email me and I can let you know if you're right or not. But we'll be finding out anyway within the next 10 minutes. But I'd give you another little listen first.
Guess the Intro.
I wanna go. a glory burning bright, never fade away. When the final curtain falls, we can say we did it all, a never ending of a perfect day. Can't stand still, I won't slow down.
Oh, that's fabulous. I want to go out dancing, which I did. I actually went out the door and came back in again, dancing back in the studio. Again, you don't need to know that, but there you go. So look, I'm going to play you out with a Guess the Intros. It was Paul Simon, but I've also found the track by Tony Basil and Mickey, the one I was talking about earlier with Mickey Dolenz. So I'm going to give that a spin as well. Now, thank you so much for keeping me company as always, and thanks for your request. Also, thanks to Drive's guest, Sally of Essex Business Partners, and her guest Liz and Wendy, and to our Emily, who will be back in the studio with me next Tuesday. Come back and join me tomorrow. You know where to find me. But listen, have a fab night. Bye.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle of rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out, call me out. Doesn't speak language, holds no currency. He is a foreign man.